Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Adams is coming up with super positive news on the other side, but here's some of the highlights of Owen Schroyer on Friday.
Why, if coronavirus is so contagious, and the CDC is now saying you have to wear a mask in public because of coronavirus, why then do they have to take a swab, jam it 3 inches into your skull to test for coronavirus, if that's what's going on? Because if you can just cough and it's like the most contagious thing in the world, why can't you just get a saliva test or a spit test or even just a throat swab like you do for strep? No, they have to literally jam a stick into your head. Just to violate you. So,
but like you were saying too, apparently this can be spread through coughing. It's airborne. It can live on surfaces for several hours. We've seen all these studies that are coming out saying that it's so highly infectious. And again, too, I went up and I said, hey, well, I'm a part of an essential service. Let's better safe than sorry. Would it be possible for me to get tested today? And what I was thinking about as well is that medical facility was empty. They said that they had tests at the facility and that they had more coming. So if I was exhibiting symptoms, if I was a part of an essential service, why can't they give me one test if this is really something that's so deadly, so infectious, that it's going to be spread so easily? So again, this is just the media really hyping up all of these symptoms of the coronavirus, how it spreads. If you do take a step back, you will realize that this is a big test to see how submissive Americans are going to be, how much they're going to give the government. And of course, we're giving them the inch and they're definitely going to take the mile. And we've seen that with the stimulus bill they've passed, with the fact that they're lying to us about coronavirus cases now, with the fact that they're lying to us about what's going on in hospitals, what's going on with supplies, with the fact that we don't even know how this virus is spread, the fact that our own media is covering for China. It's ridiculous. This story came out today from CNN. Questions arise after teen's death was initially linked to coronavirus in California. So this was the first teenager in the United States to die from coronavirus, allegedly. He was 17 years old. But now they're saying that his case was complex and needs further investigation. So the first teenager who allegedly died from coronavirus in the U.S., now it's coming out that that might not even be true, that he may not have even died from coronavirus.
How do we know a four-year-old is behind? Behind what? This is a child who's supposed to be spending his time playing. Playing is learning at 4 years old, right? So that bothers me when schools label children as behind, especially when they are that young. So whatever you do, you're going to be doing better than an established school that is already labeling a child as behind. The brain is a learning machine. And so we have to remember that a lot of the things that we're doing at home are, it's a learning environment if you make it a learning environment, right? So they're just going to keep learning and learning and learning. The pressure is on because of the superiority in which these people handle themselves when, in fact, they don't even know what they're talking about.
I'm sure a lot of these kids who are attacking me have been fed the lie that conservatism is synonymous with racism and bigotry. That just isn't true. It's about economic opportunity. It's about limited government. It's about personal responsibility. They've never heard that because they've been indoctrinated into believing that conservatism, again, is synonymous with white supremacy. As a black man, I would never support white supremacy. I would never support anything that oppresses my community. And so I want them to see that blackness doesn't have to make you liberal. Blackness doesn't have to make you a Democrat. We shouldn't allow the color of our skin to dictate our politics, because that is the same type of slavery, only mental, that the people, that our community, that the backs that our community is built upon fought to escape. Like, this is not the world that they would envision for us. What we believe, and we're subjecting other people within our community to saying, hey, because you're black, you can only think this way. That is just another form of slavery.
I won't be doing it personally. It's a recommendation. Okay?
This is so encouraging that President Trump has come out and said, no, I'm not wearing a mask. It's a choice. It's not mandatory. We're not communist China. This is all about making all of us suspects. It's all about the big globalist AI rollout with the communist Chinese, the EU, the big universities, the big blue cities, the blue states. taking their pliant servant population and showing them groveling to the drones and groveling to the tyranny and women being shot at checkpoints and telling us that's the American way and now we do what communist China does and we do what the authoritarian EU does. And Trump is saying no.
We'll be back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
If you are a radio listener, you are picking yourself on a local AM and FM station or an audio stream or a podcast later. If you're a TV viewer, you notice that I have a very nice H&K German firearm right here. It's been out about 30 years, but it's the gold standard still of a 9mm submachine gun. I love these, and I've got a lot of 9mm submachine guns. I guess I got five of them, six of them. And I've got 5.56, you know, smaller rifles and things. And I've got 308, and I've got 338 Lapua, and I got 50 cals, and I got it all. But this is probably my favorite gun because I can hit bullseye pretty much all the time at 50 to 100 yards without even trying with this, without a magnified scope. And it's amazing. But, you know, I use this for defense. I've got a concealed carry, but this is what I've got in my car. And it's because it's super accurate. For not just defending myself, but if I see bank robbers or people robbing somebody 50 yards away, I can shoot them right in the eye. And then it's not too high power of a round. It won't go through their head most of the time. It hurts them on the other side. That's why I like it. For the house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun with, like, number 7 bird shot so it can go to the walls and kill the family. But why am I showing you this right now? This is a weapon, and it can be used for good or bad. And those of us that talk about the science of things and say, hey, vaccines have been proven dangerous, they've been given liability protection, they've got all sorts of contaminants in them, they go, oh, you just don't like science. No, that's not the case. I played Friday and on the special Saturday show, I did a 4-minute compilation of the UN in December, the head UN scientist saying vaccines are hurting people, we've covered it up, we're doing no testing, we just get it from Bill and Melinda Gates. They run the whole thing worldwide. They say a doctor might get half a day in medical school on vaccines. And they said we're having autoimmune responses from the adjuvants. It's causing brain damage, just like a bee sting, but way worse. I mean, hell, kids eat a peanut, they die. What about 5 or 6 injections in a newborn? Come on, folks. We know what's going on. Well, now they announced it. And I like Governor Abbott. I think they manipulated him. I saw what he put out. The UK said it. Italy came out and said it. They're trying to get Trump to do it. Saying you're going to have to be tested, that blood tested, that you have the antibodies for COVID-19 before you can go back to work. That's why last Monday Fauci said, no one can go back to normal until we have a vaccine and until there's no one sick or no one dying. That's impossible. The common cold kills millions every year. And coronavirus is the most common virus for colds. That's why there was never a vaccine for the common cold, because there's too many mutations and they can never guess it. It could be the exact mutation, folks. Just like flu. Look it up for yourself. I showed you articles last hour. How flu vaccine lowers your immunity the next year. How they never guess the right year. These are facts. This is a giant fraud. And instead of backing off of it, they're doubling down. But Mike Adams is here to talk about that for the next 3 segments. and to get into some major league things. But the reason I have the gun out here is a gun I know can defend me. And if a vaccine can be proven to be safe and effective, which they lie about, then I would take it as well. But they lie about it. But when they inject little kids and others with these vaccines, and they have secret vaccine damage funds, that's admitted that they exist, billions a year paid out, and then they tell you nobody ever got hurt by a vaccine, they're damn liars. It's like saying nobody died in a car wreck. So that's like shooting a little kid with an MP5. It's a weapon. And it's depopulation. And Mike Adams has exposed how they're putting whole human genomes down into vaccines. Vaccines would be something they're injecting into you. So he's here to talk about that next segment. But good news right now, and I saw this 3-4 days ago, and I saw the studies, and I meant to cover it, and I'm glad Mike today, I texted him an article, he called me, I called him back, and he said, hey, I've looked into this. He spent weeks, I guess he knew about it, looking into it. Now it's been picked up by Tucker Carlson, Breitbart's covering it. So this is something I'm a little late to the party on. Very excited about this. This is even better, according to the studies, than hydroxychloroquine, which they didn't want you to know was good, which they now admit is good overall, has a few problems. But vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc are critical. We'll talk about that. But this is a big story at naturalnews.com. It's also at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Please spread it. Whatever you do, this is we're in an information war. Talk about fighting for lives. This is what you do. Single dose of common agricultural drug found to essentially eliminate all viral material of COVID-19 within 48 hours. So going into this right now is Mike Adams. This is really exciting news, Mike.
It's really great news. Thanks for having me on, Alex. And I want to be clear. I think the fastest way to defeat the globalists is to defeat the coronavirus. Because if they can keep this thing circulating, then they can eventually push for mandatory vaccines. The way we cut off their vaccine agenda is to beat this thing without even taking much time at all. We can beat it, I believe, with these kinds of, you know, off-label prescription drugs or off-patent, prescription drugs, zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C, IV therapy, and so on. This story is about ivermectin, which is an agricultural drug. You can buy it here in Texas. You can buy it at Tractor Supply retail stores. I have some. It's every cattle rancher has this. It's a deworming drug, and it's available over the counter. It's very inexpensive.
By the way, when you told me this, I remembered a large animal that I worked for that did major in vitro fertilization. I worked for him off and on for 5 years, Jess Adkins. I remember him saying, oh, you're getting sick, take dewormer. I remember him drinking dewormer 30 years ago, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's been around for a long time, and the medicinal effects have been known for a very long time. Just to be clear, we're not recommending this for human consumption at the moment.
Yeah. Let's be clear. I'm just saying what I've witnessed.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, people do take it. I've had people text me and say they took it, they ate it. You can buy it as a apple-flavored paste for horses, and some people have eaten it, and they say it tastes really nasty, but it works for them. Again, I'm not recommending it for anybody until we know more, but this has been published in Antiviral Research, which is a peer-reviewed science journal, and it's very clear that the data show that this can fight against simian virus, dengue fever, West Nile virus, Venezuelan equine encephalitis virus, influenza, and even a pseudo-rabies virus. And this is available right now, and it's FDA approved for certain types of things, not for the coronavirus yet, but for other conditions and situations.
But what's crazy is, why has the general public heard of this, and do you know what the mechanism is in it, Mike? What's it do?
Well, this study talks about that. There's a specific mechanism that blocks the replication of the virus in vitro. In this case, it was tested in vitro, not yet in human clinical trials, but that should be next. We should be talking about this. It eliminated virtually all viral material in 48 hours. In just 24 hours, it eliminated 93% of viral material. So you know how we've seen these doctors, especially one out of New York City with hydroxychloroquine and zinc, has been able to see patients recover in 6 hours, for example. Well, this might work if the hydroxychloroquine doesn't work for a patient. This is another avenue.
By the way, the media acts like they don't want any hope that it's evil to have things off-label. That's what always happens with some new disease. It's almost always some old drug that's the answer.
Well, the media has been promoting off-label use of all kinds of drugs for many, many, many years. That's nothing new to them. What are they changing their story now? But look.
Well, yeah, take Rogaine. That was for, 30 years until the 90s. That was a high blood pressure medicine. Now they learned it grows hair.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. The little blue pills were first researched as a heart drug and found out it gives men erections. So, you know, they changed the use there as well. So, you know, look, all kinds of drugs have many different uses because they work at the biochemical cellular level. And then, you know, that can have many different effects. But this effect is that it blocks the replication of this virus. This was tested against the coronavirus, the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which is what we have right now. So this just adds to our treasure chest of possible treatments that are available right now. Alex, we don't have to be under lockdown. We don't have to be under lockdown. Look, I'm an advocate of wearing masks in public transit and public places, but beyond that, what about the zinc, the vitamin D, the hydrochloroquine, and now ivermectin? I think we can beat this. I think we can get America back to work.
Well, let's talk about that, Mike, when we come back, because this has been so transparent. Again, I'm not here groveling. It's true. You, 9 weeks ago, charted everything that's come so far. It's amazing. And how they would try to suppress things that were known to treat this. And they did it. How evil? Because they want us to take the vaccine. And they've announced through all these major governments, UK, Italy, Texas, sadly. I like Governor Abbott, but he's really wrong on this, that they want forced inoculations before we go back to work.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy.
Yeah,
your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Jones here back live, that humanity is in a war with a scientific technocracy that is psychotic and that is very robotic and sociopathic. And Mike Adams is our guest. And the big tell for everybody I know is when 8-9 weeks ago we saw in China and then in the EU and Italy like 5-6 weeks ago, they were getting 95-97% rates with hydroxychloroquine. It forces zinc into the cells artificially. People have hallucinations on it. It's one of the things that happens. I've always remember reading about that, that even the old-fashioned thing it's based on that's in tonic pushes that into the body. And all it does is a medical form of quinine that's in tonic. And then they demonized it, and they said it wouldn't help, and it was a lie, and that it shouldn't be approved. Of course, the FDA did approve it. And then the way they say no zinc doesn't help you, vitamin C doesn't help you. And then we've talked to medical doctors on air from Louisiana to New York. And there's the FDA used to approve doctors prescribing and it being paid for on insurance. Or then they don't prescribe it, period. D3, vitamin C, zinc. They're not doing that now. So this shows the medical tyranny wanting this to be as bad as possible. For folks that don't know, and I'm not a doctor, you can go look at the studies. They don't want you to even talk about this. But if you have zinc in large amounts, it's very hard for these viruses, no matter what type they are, to get into the cells. So that's why when you talk about this good news, single dose of common anti-agricultural drug found to essentially eliminate all viral material, that's a major study that you're linking to. And people think, oh, well, they go, well, this is a new virus. You can't say that. No, it's from the same family as coronavirus. So the 357 Magnum, shot into a pit bull's head will kill a pit bull. Well, it'll kill a, pit bull that's been mated with a Dalmatian. I mean, it's they play these games. If cyanide kills all mammals, it'll kill another mammal. If it kills a cat, it'll kill a dog, it'll kill a human. If this, in studies, kills all the other viruses, well, what will it do to corona? Why don't they want this talked about? Why are they so scared?
Well, this study was done on this particular coronavirus, the SARS-CoV-2 that is circulating now. So this study was just published, and it was just conducted. This is on the current virus, so anyone saying that it doesn't apply to the current virus hasn't read the study. It actually does work. It just needs to be studied more in randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled human trials. But yet there's no funding for that for the reasons that you mentioned. See, Dr. Fauci is a Bill Gates puppet, and Dr. Fauci is Trump's enemy. In fact, Dr. Fauci has under oath lied to Congress about vaccines, and he has covered up the truth that vaccines cause horrific side effects. Dr. Fauci wants America to suffer and die until he can push a vaccine onto everybody in order to carry out...
Oh, he's following the Bill Gates blueprint.
Absolutely.
I want to be clear. I read your article. I didn't read the study. And I saw it quoted where it says FDA-approved drug inhibits the replication of SARS-CoV-2, which is this, in vitro. So, absolutely, I just want to be clear. They'll spin that to the public and say, oh, well, it doesn't affect this virus, playing on ignorance.
Right, of course. It really does apply to this virus. And again, why aren't these trials being done? By the way, I really want to talk about 5G today as well when we get a chance, because I believe that 5G is potentiating the virus. And a lot of people out there are talking about, well, they think it's just 5G and that there is no virus. I don't think
I want to give you the whole next segment to do that, Mike. I'm going to give you the whole next segment. Let's talk about other things. Right. It's on record that they're treating it, having great success rates with hydroxychloroquine. You've got this big study that's in a prestigious journal, antiviral research, FDA-approved drug, ivermectin inhibits the replication of SARS-CoV-2 in vitro. And again, some are going to spin that and say, that's not COVID-19. Explain, that's the original name is SARS-CoV-2, correct?
Yeah, that is the coronavirus. That's the Wuhan coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2. The original SARS from however many years ago it was is SARS-CoV-2.
I was reading comments that's why people don't get it, that it's had a bunch of names. But the official original name is SARS-CoV-2.
That's right. That is the Wuhan coronavirus, yes. And now, of course, there have been, you know, mutations since then. There are various strains, but they all trace back their lineage to that original sample that was known as SARS-CoV-2, and it was named that. And then, of course, the WHO, run by Communist China, is playing games with everybody to keep changing the name. And, oh, don't call it the Chinese virus. Don't call it Wuhan, you know, because the WHO is run by communists. And if anything should happen from this, we should shut down the WHO. We should defund it. Trump should stop sending money to the UN until the WHO is just gutted.
Well, that was my next question. The fact that you've been positioned with the WHO and the CHICOMs telling us how to handle that, since when is the most murderous state on earth telling us what to do? And I'm sure you saw this, the UN just put China on the big human rights board.
Yeah, no, that's totally insane. That's insane. There's no more horrific violator of human rights on this planet than China, or maybe North Korea would be in the running for that, but China, on their large scale, is the worst. They are the antithesis of human rights. And in fact, it's China's actions on this, the cover-ups, the censorship, the disappearing of the whistleblowers, that really made this problem far worse. And I think that's one of the reasons why Trump was initially behind the curve on this, because for some reason he trusted some of the early numbers coming out of China. He doesn't anymore. But a lot of people trusted the early numbers, and those numbers were lies. And so China deceived the world and set the world back 1, maybe 2 months in being able to respond to this
and
at the same time.
You said that 8 weeks ago. That's now accepted truth. The Pentagon thinks 43,000 to 46,000 dead in Wuhan alone from what they've seen with the urns. You think that's accurate?
Yeah, very, very much so. I think China downplayed it quite significantly. And also remember, in January, China was buying up all of the personal protective equipment supplies in North America and Europe, everywhere around the world.
Australia.
I know large retailers, Australia as well. China was buying up all the supplies in order to make sure that the Western world did not have equipment to respond to this. Look, this is a biological attack, Alex. It's an act of war.
By the way, there's
America.
Hundreds of videos now of women licking laptops at Best Buy and wiping their feet, and men with the masks they're sending here and, like, laughing, we're going to get you. I know you've got businesses in around China. What the hell's going on there?
Well, our offices are located in Taiwan, and Taiwan's done a really good job, you know, cracking down on this and kind of keeping it under control. But China, I predicted this in early February, they would try to export the virus to infect as many other countries as possible so they could shift the blame away from China. And that's exactly what's happened. That's all this is. They're just trying to make sure they can rewrite history and blame, you know, Trump instead of China's incompetent, corrupt
leader. But what the hell with all these videos of Chinese trying to spread it? What the hell? And then, again, they're executed if Xi Jinping doesn't like it. He's encouraging this.
Well, yeah, again, it's the anti-American hatred that's been put in place because China, you know, the social engineering propaganda is what precedes war. China is going to attack the United States in more ways than just this biological weapon. I've been writing about that recently as well. There are more attacks coming, Alex. That's kind of the big news right now. People better be ready. This is going to get a lot worse from here forward.
We're in war with communist China. When is it time to fight back? We'll be right back. Stay with us. But everybody said in the government they were patriots. The reckoning is coming. But not just for the Chi-Coms, for the globalists that have set them up in power. You're going to get it.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that research at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus, now 50% off.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
I did a whole show on this Friday, 4 hours, and I showed Wired Magazine, LA Times, dozens of big, thick, prestigious studies that it massively increases cancer. But bigger than that, it was it lowers immunity. Again, 5G is another type of wireless. It's super high power, but in limited areas. Only goes so far. Austin already has it on most of the major roads, and they just did it. And now we know they're putting in schools and things during this lockdown. That's been confirmed. I show people the videos, the articles. And it was the public noticed this and pointed it out. So the public is white-hot angry right now, Mike Adams of naturalnews.com. They are really understanding what's going on. But then they go a step further and say, no, the 5G creates the virus. And then the media discredits that. When, no, it lowers immunity and exacerbates viruses being able to infect. So it's true that if you get poisoned or radiated, viruses have a bigger effect. But then people think, oh, no, that's something cells put off to fight toxin. when, no, you've got outside separate viruses coming in, infecting people that are already immunodeficient. I think that's pretty settled science. It's fine to debate it all day, but, I mean, let's talk facts here. Why are people awakening right now to 5G so much?
Well, I believe that the 5G exposure does potentiate this virus and its ability to infect cells. I think it's a very valid theory. It's not a wild conspiracy theory of any kind. In fact, it's quite real. We know that 5G exposure, for example, causes what are called voltage-potentiated or voltage-gated ion channels in the cells. It changes the porosity of the cell membrane, and it allows things to be pushed into the cells that don't belong there. So in the context of a real virus that is very infectious, and that is invading cells, the combination of 5G and the coronavirus biological weapon may be what we're seeing in certain cities that have 5G.
And let's explain, it's a microwave, so it rattles membranes and pushes things through. And I'm showing footage in England. More and more 5G towers are being burned down.
Well, there's a very known phenomenon called electroporosis. If you pass a current through your body, even just with a simple battery, a 9-volt battery or something, it changes the porosity of the cell membranes inside your body, the membranes that are touched by that electricity moving through it. That's a well-known process. There are patents on that. It's well-known. So I've known people when I back in college who would drink alcohol and they would get drunk by having a voltage pass through their fingers. They would hold battery leads and they would get extra voltage and it would make the alcohol like five times more effective. They would actually get drunk due to the electroporosity. I'm not kidding.
It's pushing it into the cells.
Yeah, it's pushing the alcohol into the cells. It makes you more drunk more quickly with less alcohol. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a crazy college stunt, but that's what happens when you go to college with a bunch of science nerds, you know, like I did, and they do crazy stuff involving science. It's a real effect. But the point is, today the virus is real, so I disagree with those who are saying there is no virus, the germ theory, you know, if they're saying that's not real, I don't think they're up to speed. I think it's a combination, Alex. It's a combination of 5G targeting you with and creating that cell membrane porosity.
I can type in 5G autoimmune. It lowers your immunity. They're not even debating that.
Well, right. And you see what's happening in Ecuador recently? You know, I used to live there, and the city, Guayaquil, which is having the horrendous effects of the coronavirus right now,
I saw
it's the
that
only
video
city.
You sent me. People
it's got 5G.
Falling down dead everywhere.
Yeah, and that's the only city in Ecuador with 5G in it. So it's that's the epicenter of 5G, and that's the epicenter of the coronavirus deaths. And the same is true almost all over the world.
Wuhan was now, the first city to put 5G in.
To be completely covered, yes, absolutely. Now, this doesn't mean you can't get infected in a non-5G city. It just means it's more difficult to get infected if you don't have this electroporation effect in your body. Look, I think that this is like the Roman Empire accidentally poisoning its citizens by having the aqueducts lined with lead. They thought lead was safe, and that was part of their infrastructure. Well, we have 5G towers that are blasting everybody with electromagnetic pollution, and we're told it's safe, but I don't think it is safe. I think this is almost a binary weapon system that combines these two factors and makes it extremely dangerous and extremely toxic. Doesn't mean the virus isn't real, just means that it's potentiated. Just like you said, it's potentiated by this electric, this voltage exposure, which penetrates your skin. And everybody knows that 5G sends a beam to you, a targeted, focused beam that tracks you, follows you, goes to your phone, and penetrates your body. It's not an omni-signal that's beamed out everywhere. It goes to you. And that's why if you have a 5G device, you are being hit by this radiation. You might be more vulnerable to this coronavirus. And we need more research on this to find out if that's what's happening, but of course that research will never be done. You're showing video from Guayaquil in Ecuador. Yeah, people just falling dead on the streets. Dead bodies are just being wrapped in plastic. And I've been to Guayaquil. That's a major airport. It's a port.
What's really going on there? This goes on and on. Here, show the article here.
Yeah, it's... people are dying.
You know real videos when you see them. Like last week they showed the forced blood draws in Dallas, and people said, are those real? Later, aren't they? Were you could tell they were real. You watch these are real, just all sorts of bizarre behavior.
Yeah, speaking of blood draws, by the way, this what Governor Abbott announced for Texas, you know, when they test your antibodies, they're gonna track your DNA too. So this is also a way to just secretly steal everybody's DNA without permission. Same thing with the nasal swabs. When they get a little bit of virus on that nasal swab, that deep cavity swab, they're also getting your DNA. So this is a way to create a DNA database of everybody. That's why I'm not gonna get tested. I'm not gonna get an antibody test. I don't want the government having my DNA on some database. And that's what this is.
You know, that's forced inoculation, the idea of, oh, if you've got the antibody, we're going to test your blood. But now they're going to say, oh, we're going to give you the vaccine to have the antibody. That's what Bill Gates and Fauci already said, is you must have the vaccine. We don't open America until that happens.
Yeah, and that is a suicide pact for America. I think Tucker Carlson was right. That's a suicide mission for America. Fauci says don't open the country until we have zero infections? No, that would be the destruction of America. Look, we have a plan, and the message to Trump or anybody near Trump is that there is a way to get America back to work. It involves masks. I'm an advocate of wearing masks in public transportation and so on. I'm an advocate of zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, hydroxychloroquine, and now looking at ivermectin. With these, you know, five or six simple things, we could reduce new infections by probably 99%. We could break the cycle of this, and we could get our economy rolling again. We don't have to wait around and suffer and die and collapse waiting for a vaccine because Bill Gates wants to position vaccines as the hero of this
and
horrible tragedy.
And the hero. Pulling back, though, I saw the graphs today. Some of the rise is lowering. And so it's a hopefully, when do you think we hit a crest, start going down?
Well, I think the modeling is pretty good. About mid-April is when we're going to peak here in the United States. But remember, this is only the first wave, so we're still in lockdown. What happens after they end the lockdown, but they don't recommend zinc and vitamin D and masks?
As you said a few days ago, literally, this is a disease of deficiency. People go, what do you mean?
Yes.
An essential vitamin or mineral, if you don't have it, you die, like oxygen or like food. It just takes longer. Again, why do you die from not having food? Because you don't have the vitamins and minerals. It's called malnutrition, and a common cold kills you. And we're so unhealthy, it's just unbelievable. All right, naturalnews.com. Mike Adams, thank you so much. When we come back, you're going to be gone, but you pointed this out to me, a Natural News article. I looked it up. A bombshell plea from NYC ICU doctor, COVID-19, a condition of oxygen deprivation, not pneumonia. We've got 1 minute. Tell folks what's coming up with this, because he points out that this is not pneumonia.
Very important story. This emergency physician has noticed that the ventilators are causing the lung damage. They're running the wrong methods that provide way too much pressure to the lungs because the dogma of the medical system is thinking that this is viral pneumonia. It isn't viral pneumonia. It's oxygen deprivation. And that emergency physician knows exactly what he's talking about. Lungs are being damaged by ventilators running the wrong methods. That's the story.
And so what he's saying is they need a big, higher oxygen mix.
They need to run a different method with lower pressure and just support the lungs absorbing oxygen, not take over the lungs by forcing them with higher pressure that causes tissue damage. That's what he's saying.
We're going to play what the doctor said. I'm sure the left and media matters will say, do not play doctors. Only George Soros, the Nazi collaborator, tells you what to do. There is no hope. Bill Gates loves you. Take the vaccines. Thank you, Mike. I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you.
InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Please spread the live links.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement.
We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it along with the Nano Silver and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out, still 50% off. We already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles, it'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life, not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Intelligent people don't know what we're talking about is accurate. They decide to join with Sauron. They decide to join with Satan. They get scared. Or they get flattered being offered to be part of the power structure. But, you know, I've always been so high on life that every time I got around the Satanists, I felt cold and weak. I didn't feel strong. And so no matter how much danger I'm in or how much I'm being attacked, I've got this continual courage from God. And the more I get attacked, the smarter and greater my discernment gets. And God just goes, turn loose. I'm in control. Just go with what I tell you. It's not me. It's God. And it's crazy. And so I don't look forward to whatever they're going to do to me because it gets pretty outrageous. But for every door that closes, other doors open. There's providence. It's a real thing. So research providence, my friends, and don't be fearful of he who can kill the body. Fear he who can kill the soul. Now, this has been sold out for 14 weeks. It was back in, I guess, November that it sold out, and then we got busy, didn't get the order in for a couple weeks. It takes 12 weeks to get it in because it's organic. and it's super high quality D3. And it's called Winter Sun. People get sick in the winter because they're all cooped up inside and they're not getting vitamin D3 that you get when your skin interacts with the sun. This is what I take. It's what my children take. And if you look at all the research on what boosts your body's defenses, vitamin D3 is just as critical as zinc, just as critical as vitamin C. And it's something that isn't in almost all foods. If it's synthetic, also, you don't absorb it. This is organic. It's high quality. And it is so good. Winter sun. Get the sun you need in the winter. And people taste it and go, that tastes like sweet. What do you add? They go, there's no sugar on this. It just tastes sweet. It's like Ultra 12, that's super high quality methylcobalamin, vitamin B12. It tastes like nothing you've ever tasted. This is sweet and tastes pretty good. Ultra 12 just tastes amazing. It's like I've never tasted anything that tastes this good. It's natural. That's what it tastes like. And your taste buds are like, ooh, I like this. It's the artificial stuff that is mimicking what this does. But so, again, Ultra 12 is good for your immune system. Vitamin D3 is amazing. They're all essential, and these are the best you're going to find out there. And, yes, I didn't know this was all going down 14 weeks ago. I did the normal order. It took 12 weeks to get in. The 18-wheeler arrived Friday. And I told the guys, I said, 50% off. And they said, really, it's going to sell out long before you get another order. And I said, I don't care. 50% off because we're going to lower prices during a crisis. I promised you last year, I said, never 50% off again because people expect that. They only buy when I do that. And we don't have a bunch of markup in there. So 50% off, we can't fund the operation. But then I just said, you know what? It's the right thing to do. So, vitamin D3, winter sun, plus ultravitamin D3. I mean, it's amazing. You need to research this. Oh, and I forgot. It's plus because K helps with the absorbing of it, according to the scientists that we paid money to give us the analysis. And so I'm always looking to make it better. So it's plus. It now has vitamin K in it as well. So it's back in. And look, wherever you get D3, get it. Just make sure it's an organic form. And I'm not going to belabor time on that, but just go out and research where you get D3 or where you get methylcobalamin. Because if you get a synthetic B12, if you get a synthetic D, which a lot of these companies put out, well no kidding, it's a $10 bottle of multivitamin. Because it's like they make it out of crude oil. It's not even real. They manipulate crude oil, which you can change into so many things like plastic, chemicals, you name it. They manipulate the molecules around and they go, oh, here it's the same thing. No, it's not. It's not. So InfoWarsStore.com, go research it for yourself. And, yeah, that'll sell in a couple of weeks at that rate. It's fine. And then, like, 10 weeks, we'll get more in because we put the new order in Friday for a double order of this because people really get it now. D3 sold out. Zinc sold out everywhere. People debate about how much zinc should you take. I was taking 30 milligrams a day. I talked to a lot of folks, and they said, no, you should take 100 during this virus. But I'm not giving that advice. Doctors are saying if you have COVID-19, 250 milligrams. I looked that up. That's toxic to your kidneys. I'm not a doctor. I called the doctor back. He said, well, that's true. But he said, you know, this is so crazy. Long term, it's bad for your kidneys. I would go ahead and do this now just to be safe. So I'm not giving medical advice. They've got the George Soros groups breathing down my neck, all this. They don't mean to tell you about hydroxychloroquine. They don't mean to tell you about all these other studies because they're jerks, man. They literally want you desperate, waiting on Bill Gates to bring you the supposed answer to all of this. Now, speaking of that, it's a story up on InfoWars.com that Mike Adams put together. Bombshell plea from NYC ICU doctor, COVID-19, a condition of oxygen deprivation, not pneumonia. And a physician named Cameron Kyle Sedell goes through the fact that this is real, it's hurting a lot of people, and it's not helping them when they pump their lungs open. It's helping them when they just get basic oxygen. So here's what he had to say.
This is Dr. Cameron Kyle Seidel, ER and critical care doctor from New York City. 9 days ago, I opened an intensive care unit to care for the sickest COVID-positive patients in this city. In these 9 days, I have seen things I have never seen before. In treating these patients, I have witnessed medical phenomenon that just don't make sense in the context of treating a disease that is supposed to be a viral pneumonia. 9 days ago, I presumed I was opening an intensive care unit to treat patients with a virus causing a pneumonia that was ravaging lungs across the world, starting out as something mild, a cough, a sore throat, and progressively increasing in severity until ultimately ending in something called acute respiratory distress syndrome, or ARDS. This is the paradigm that every hospital in the country is working under. This is the disease, ARDS, that every hospital is preparing to treat. And this is the disease, ARDS, for which in the next 2 to 6 weeks, 100,000 Americans might be put on a ventilator. And yet, everything I've seen in the last 9 days, all the things that just don't make sense, the patients I'm seeing in front of me, the lungs I'm trying to improve, have led me to believe that COVID-19 is not this disease, and that we are operating under a medical paradigm that is untrue. In short, I believe we are treating the wrong disease, and I fear that this misguided treatment will lead to a tremendous amount of harm to a great number of people in a very short time. As New York City appears to be about 10 days ahead of the country, I feel compelled to get this information out. COVID-19 lung disease, as far as I can see, is not a pneumonia and should not be treated as one. Rather, it appears as some kind of viral-induced disease, most resembling high-altitude sickness. It is as if tens of thousands of my fellow New Yorkers are on a plane at 30,000 feet and the cabin pressure is slowly being let out. These patients are slowly being starved of oxygen. I have seen patients dependent on oxygen take off their oxygen and quickly progress through a state of anxiety and emotional distress and eventually get blue in the face. And while they look like patients absolutely on the brink of death, they do not look like patients dying of pneumonia. I have never been a mountain climber, and I do not know the conditions at base camp below the highest peaks in the world, but I suspect that the patients I'm seeing in front of me look most like as if a person was dropped off on the top of Mount Everest without time to acclimate.
All right, stop. I'm going to play this full video tomorrow at the start of the show, like at 6 after. You need to hear it. And that's what we're getting from other medical doctors. But the globalists don't want you to hear this. This is something big. Now, the Army, under orders in the 60s, released a bioweapon that killed a bunch of people in the New York subway. I just showed Business Insider, PBS News, Democracy Now! For TV viewers, radio listeners, Army tested germ warfare on NYC subway by smashing light bulbs full of bacteria. You need to understand this. 63, 66, 68, they all did it. It was done everywhere. This is the eugenicists. It's not the Army. It's criminal groups using national security to do this. So remember, I believe a lot of this in New York is chemical attack they're blaming on biological. That's why it's in clusters. They're nerve gassing people in Italy. They're nerve gassing them here. Something big's going on. God bless you all. I'm under globalist attack. Pray for me, and I'll try to stay in the fight. But regardless, I'm a winner for telling the truth and standing for Jesus Christ, and so are you. This crew's amazing. I appreciate them all. David Knight starts 8 a.m. tomorrow. Infowars.com/show. Then Owen Schroyer, War Room, 3 p.m. Central as well. Spread those links. Tell people. The truth is being broadcast, but you have to spread it.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.